Well, yeah, we just did the Oscars, and I've got a pretty fun announcement here today. First time WEMU listeners, or the WEM listeners, are the first to know that the Turner Classic Movies On the Road to Hollywood series will be doing a special screening of Marnie, which is the Alfred Hitchcock film from 1964. And the star of Marnie, Tippi Hedren, who's Melody Griffith's mother, but she was also in The Birds and Marnie, and there was just a TV movie about her relationship,
with
a
Hitchcock.
failed relationship
It
with
was called The
Hitchcock.
Girl, I think.
Yep. And so anyway, we're very excited that that's coming up. It's Tuesday, April the 9th. You can't get tickets until March 26th, but put March 26th at 10 a.m. On your calendar.
So what happens in one of these events? Does she take questions from the audience or just make a kind of a keynote address?
Ben Mankiewicz, who's one of the hosts of Turner Classic Movies, is coming to be with Tippi Hedren, and they'll do a post-screening piece.
Nice.
The tickets are free, but you have to sign up for them. We're trying to get special access to Michigan Theater members. I don't even know if we're going to be able to succeed at doing that. But anyway, mark April 9th in the evening. That's the date of the event. And there's only 10 of these screenings around the country. And it's very
cool. Yeah, it's
pretty
nice that it's come here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But March 26th is the day you can sign up for that. Well, the Oscars were clearly given out on Sunday, but on Saturday, the Razzies were given out, the Golden Raspberry Awards. And although
for the worst movies of the year.
That's right. And although the MTV Movie Awards gave its best film to Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2, it also was awarded by the Golden Raspberry Foundation.
As the worst film of the year.
As the worst film of the year. And it was a huge winner in the Golden Raspberry because it not only won Worst Picture, and it had to beat out or lose out, depending on how you look at it, Battleship.
That was the Rihanna movie that was universally hated.
Yep. That's My Boy, Adam Sandler's film. A Thousand Words, which was an Eddie Murphy film.
Which no one ever even heard of.
Yeah, and Oogie Lovies in the Big Blue Balloon Adventure.
So, yeah, so it was reviled.
And it not only won Worst Picture, it won Worst Director for Bill Condon, Worst Actress for Kristen Stewart, Worst Supporting Actor for Taylor Lautner, Worst Screen Couple for Lautner and Mackenzie Foy, and Worst Screen Ensemble and Worst Remake, Ripoff, or Sequel.
And didn't Robert Pattinson win Worst Actor?
He did not.
He did not.
Adam Sandler won that award. And Rihanna, as you mentioned, won the Worst Actress. So anyway, there you go. If you were in doubt about Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 2.
There's something about the Razzies that is infinitely more entertaining to me than the Oscars.
I'm sure many would disagree. Big fans of the Twilight franchise.
Oh, yeah. But my daughters love them.
There you go. And they can think that it got screwed because Oogie Lovies, the Big Balloon Adventure, didn't win. Well, Seth MacFarlane was the host of the Oscars, and which was a little unusual in that he's a TV personality. Now, in my opinion, he's an extremely talented man, a very good writer, a very good stage performer.
He does things
and
like The
singer.
Family Guy and some of those animated television shows, right?
Exactly, yeah. And he's very good at that kind of
irreverent humor.
Yeah, exactly. And in an animated context, it works extremely well. So anyway, he was kind of an unusual pick. And the reviews on him were okay. Some people didn't like him, and some people thought he did a reasonable job. And this review from the San Francisco Chronicle kind of summarizes that Seth MacFarlane turned out to be a respectable Oscar host, occasionally quite funny and yet urbane in a way that somehow feels necessary for this show. But he was probably not to everyone's taste. But anyway, the group that I watched the Oscar show with
liked
him
a lot.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know,
he says
off,
he'll never do it again.
It got off to a rough, well, I can imagine. So it got off to a rough start, but you get the feeling that it was supposed to get off to a rough start with jokes that didn't go over particularly well. But then William Shatner's character of the Star Trek captain or admiral, as it were, came in and said, hey, I'm here from the future, and you're not doing a very good job, and here's why. And then they did some even more outrageous stuff in the context of stuff that really didn't work. And then at the end, I thought it was a lot of fun that they sang, here's to the losers, you know, because one of the things that he said in advance is that what he had gotten from other Oscar hosts is that the tone of the whole Oscar ceremony kind of changes as the awards are given out and more people are losers.
Right, right, because there's very few winners, right.
Anyway, I thought he did a pretty good job. And the way that the Oscars were given out, Life of Pi was actually the big winner with 4 awards. Argo won the Best Picture, and it won 3 awards, as did Les Miserables. Daniel Day-Lewis won his 3rd Oscar for Lincoln. And Jennifer Lawrence, I was a big fan of hers in A Silver Lining Playbook, and she won. And John Hawks, yes, she did fall down. John Hawks, who was the co-star with Helen Hunt. Well, John Hawks was the co-star with Jennifer Lawrence in Winter's Bone, and he appeared in
Sessions.
In the Sessions with Helen Hunt, who was nominated for Best Supporting Actress. But he wasn't even nominated, and I thought that was a huge mistake because he did a wonderful, wonderful job. Quentin Tarantino won a Best Screenwriting Award, and his star, Christopher Waltz, won an actor for Best Supporting Actor. So anyway.
And now on to the next year.
That's right. That's right. Well, one of the folks that did not win was Quvenzhané Wallace, who was in Beast of the Southern Wild. And that was my sentimental favorite. I knew it wouldn't win, but that was my favorite film from last year. And Quvenzhané Wallace was a 7-year-old girl when she starred in the film, and you saw shots of her as the evening went on with the Oscars. But she is supposed to be in a new movie production of Annie.
Is she going to be Annie?
She's going to be Annie.
That's great. That's,
and Jay-Z is curating the music and the direction of the film. Will Smith, James Lasseter, Jada Plinkett Smith, James Brown, Ty Smith, and Jay-Z will produce the film. So that could be a very, very interesting take on a Broadway musical.
A far more significant a production than was The Wiz. When they tried to make that into something different.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. But Quvenzhané Wallace, the question about her is, can she sing? But, you know, if she was an amazing, amazing soul and a really interesting performance.
And in a movie context, basically, if you can't sing, all you have to do is be able to lip sync well.
So. Then they can dub you in.
Right.
You probably don't want to do that. Well, if you haven't seen Amour, which won the Best Foreign Language Film, it's still playing at the Michigan Theater. And this film, I got to say, is not for everybody. But critics around the world, and clearly the Oscars, have praised it as a genuine work of art that tells a complicated human story in an intimate and unblinking way. It's one of those films where you take to it as much as the director gives you. The performances are outstanding. It's a very, very interesting piece. It will go away very quickly. Opening this week is 56 Up. Now, this is part of a documentary film series that started in 1964 with baby boomers who were born in the mid-1950s when they were 7 years old. And the first film was called 7 Up. And every 7 years, they do a documentary that brings us up to date with these 14 folks that were born in the
mid-50s. So now we're the 8th generation in. Right?
That's right. And so now they're 56. And Michael Apt is the director of these. And Roger Ebert says, an inspiring, almost noble use of the film medium, Apt, the director, penetrates to the central mystery of life. So 56 opens for a short run on Saturday. Go check it out. It won't be here very long. Opening up at the Multiplex are 3 films. Now, you can still see Argo, Lincoln, Life of Pi, some of the Academy Award nominees.
Yeah, they're
going to
have a nice post-Oscar run.
Yeah, so you can go check those out. And you might want to do that because the films that open up this time of year at the Multiplex tend not to be your ace films.
Right, it's filler.
However, Jack the Giant Slayer, which the trailers just looked awful to me in terms of the technical execution of them. But actually, it's gotten pretty good reviews, 71% positive reviews. So the Associated Press, Variety, Hollywood Reporter, Associated Press, Hollywood Reporter gave it a pretty good review. The Variety did not. Fee-fi-fo-hum, this fairy tale retread is pretty dumb. But it's it's the story that you might expect.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for one-liners like that?
That's pretty good. The other film, 21 and Over, is a story about a college life college student played by Jeff Chang, who's turning 21, and he gets his friends together, and all kinds of outrageous things happen, as you might expect.
Kind of a bachelor party kind of deal.
That's right. No internet reviews. And then The Last Exorcism 2.
Because The Last Exorcism was apparently not The Last Exorcism.
That's right. It was the penultimate.
I think we've explained it well enough.
Again, no internet reviews.
Just go watch The Exorcist.
Yeah, sit in rural Louisiana. And we have some interesting special screenings. At the Michigan tonight, there's going to be a screening of Child 31, which is done by the Catholic Urban Project, and there's going to be a Q&A session about that food project intervention. And then at the State Theater, we have a couple of very popular films, Wayne's World and Wayne's World 2. It's the midnight film, but it starts at 11 o'clock because
there's
two films.
So you can fit them both in, right?
That's right. And The Princess Bride is part of the Michigan Theater's family-friendly film series at 1:30 on Sunday. So lots to see, Oscars and not Oscars.
And we'll do this all again next week. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chant. You find it only on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.